It's time to spark it up with the kennel linguists.
Yeah, I mean, look what happened in Colorado. They're like, oh, Colorado's going to run out of weed.
The fact that you got to go to McDonald's and get a value meal supersized on the state, that never happens anywhere.
With your hosts, April O'Connor.
You need to smoke weed after you go to the whorehouse because you're kind of being contemplative and wondering. Like a store gun store, like a store gun store. Check cashing, please. Sounds familiar.
And Alex Mandelberg.
It's like Tyson hit her in the vagina. That, I feel like, is where the line is. I feel like the line is, if it can make you better, it's performance enhancing.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but about Apple.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Illinois medical marijuana sales are starting on Monday. We got a ruling in Mexico which sets legal marijuana in motion. Ohio rejects cannabis, and Bernie's bill wanted to legalize it. We're talking about that here on the Cannalinguists. I am Alex Mandelberg, sitting with me as always, my awesome little co-host, April O'Connor. And with us today, three fellow beaners, the East Coast kind, not the kind that you all are laughing about me saying. Some friends of hers from back in the East, Justin Hoff, Brian Glowacki, and Brian Plum. How you gentlemen doing
today? What's going on, guys?
I feel great.
The fact that I got through all three of those fucking names, yeah, I did not fucking... I had to phonetically write this guy's name, which now I got to... You know, I realize I don't have a screen today. Hold on. Sorry, all of you listening out in podcast world. I want to be able to see my guest. And for once, this is... for those of you listening, I've talked many a time on this podcast about the fact that... We have more mics than we would ever have guests. This is the first time we have as many guests as we have mics. We filled every mic up, ladies and gentlemen. Right. Every mic is filled today with...
Is the bong filled, though? That's
with,
the question.
With guest rippers. Don't you fucking judge me. I'll fucking load this goddamn bong when I'm damn good and ready.
Yeah, chop chop.
Yeah, we got Phyllis sitting here. We're ready to do this. So starting off first, Illinois.
I had a hard time writing that on the board. I was like, is that right?
You kept fucking with my Brian brain because you say it the wrong way.
You fucking smoke dyslexia?
What's the name of this strain?
Yo, hit this shit. It's called dyslexia. We're on the board.
Dear Lord. I forgot what the fuck I was even saying. That was
Illinois?
Too funny. Yeah, you say Illinois. You said it like three times before we started. You said Illinois. I can't do that. That word fucks with my brain.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one of those words
it's
that
a
I
word
hear.
Fuck.
But it was possessive. I was talking about their Illinois. Like it's like apostrophe.
Oh,
yes.
You were saying
there
like it belongs
sales.
To Illinois.
Yes.
Is going on right now?
It's a grammar lesson.
Gwar is an awesome death metal band which dresses in cool costumes and sprays blood
crowd. The very first podcast that we did, you went to the Gwar concert right before. Remember that?
That's right. That was right before that. That was. Oh my gosh. Wait, do you guys have you never heard of Gwar?
Of course I've heard of Gwar. I don't know why you went to the stage.
Did
you have a splash zone like Gallagher?
You can say that. It's the whole place there is a splash zone. As someone who is not a fan of the style of music at all, I really am not. That show, the first one I went to, which was the year that Dave Brocky, their founder and lead singer, passed away, the encore that they did is still one of the greatest encores I've ever seen at
any
concert.
Guys, what the fuck happened in Illinois? We'll get there.
Don't you worry.
You got me over here all worried, and now you're not even talking.
We'll get there. Don't you worry.
Oh, I was like, hey, by the way, don't worry. We don't really get too much into that.
Do we have to study for this? We're like, no, you don't fucking need to study for this goddamn show.
I'm like, I never got a book on this.
But no, so they did their big song, which is Sick of You. That was their first encore song. But the second one they did a mashup where they did...
They don't care.
I'm intently listening right now.
They did Billy Ocean, Get Out of My Car, like death metal. Yep. Get out into
get the fuck out
a perfect rendition of Baba O'Reilly.
What? My beer's going down.
I can't believe that. I can't work under these conditions.
I am Jewish enough to know fucking sarcasm, you son of a bitch. All right, I don't need you to fucking throw sarcasm down my fucking... So getting
Muscle
to
top.
It. So Illinois medical marijuana sales start Monday. Illinois, one of the newest states to be coming to the medical world. And welcome, Illinois. Yeah, well, as guys coming in, I mean,
it's the first time anyone's ever clapped for anything in Illinois ever.
You guys say that, but that's the thing is, you guys are coming from a state. You guys have had legalized medical marijuana for a while, and you guys can't.
It's not that long, actually.
Years.
It's longer than most.
It's fucking years that you haven't got a real store system set up.
Yeah, we
Illinois
don't have...
voted it in months ago, and at least within months they've gotten a system set up to get sales done.
We don't. I've never seen one store in Massachusetts. We're the first ones to do it.
I think it was.
What are you talking about?
Near the JFK stop, they had a.
There's a real weird weed store now.
I think
they finally just opened.
That's the one.
That's.
We don't.
It's like in Salem, and they were taking people by appointment.
Where do you want them to put it, Nantucket?
They got approved for like they can have a dispensary there. Like there's only they were smart. They sectioned off. They're like you can only do the in this specially zoned area. And everyone's like, "Oh, cool!" And then they went and looked at the zoning map, and it was like under the runway. And they're like, "No, that's that in the strip club zoning."
Yeah.
Well, I know there's a lot of things because we had the laws out here where it's supposed to be X or Y distance away from a school or a post office or
that's
any.
That's like
federal,
Plum.
Federal.
Oh, she was leaning in for that one.
Cheap pedophile.
Come on.
Right. Okay,
we'll take a low hanging pedophile joke. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're not too proud for any low hanging fruit. Not in this studio.
I'm seriously, not allowed.
Any level of fruit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There it is.
Yeah.
Where are the fruits hanging?
Okay, how old the fruit?
But no, wait. You guys do have, you do finally have stores being set up, but you don't, what doctor would you have to see in your state to get?
My doctor does.
Your doctor would have to
see. I would have to see one out here.
No.
Hold on.
No.
April?
No. Because I was fucking bitching at I called the Board of Health in Massachusetts and was like, my uncle has cancer. I need to fucking find... You don't have anything set up yet. What the fuck? And then they're like, oh, well, you know, you can grow it. And I was like, bitch, it ain't that easy. You know? But no, for real. And then... So I call like the person that I've been literally... Like the person I can get weed from in Massachusetts. I figured he would know. I'm like, can you get me this? And he's like, and I'm like, well, what's up about the weed? Like, what... And he's like, dude, it's Can of Care Docs. Like, they have a fucking chain of doctors all around Massachusetts, and you go get a weed card just like you can here in California.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they have delivery services. You go on Leafly. There's a bunch. There's, like, some in Quincy. They're like, they were fucking delivering you. They got...
There's a business card with a smiley face on it?
They got menus. No. They got menus. They've got... Yep. This is what we got. You can have... It's expensive as fuck.
When times get hard, I pick up that card with the smiley face.
With the smiley face.
Samson. No, they have it. I guarantee you that. They have a bunch of... Yeah, something...
It's clipping out.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so it sounds like that's a little better.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow.
I tried to do my Samson. I want to talk to Samson, and I saw that I clipped out the thing over there.
Yeah, man.
Well, it's I could.
Thank
hear...
God we run this thing through a mixer. Yeah. Otherwise, who knows what would happen.
What'd you say?
Glad we got the kinks worked out 10 minutes in. Good start.
Shut up, Blum.
Yeah, we like to cold start the show. You know?
I know, because it's like picking up your voice over there more than it is on your mic.
Yeah, it's we're over modulating the thing there. It's just I see it going it goes wham. If I talk, it goes right in the thing. Maybe these are a little.
Listeners are at home just going, this is invigorating. This is amazing.
Well, it's amazing. They're talking about sounds that
but after he runs it through the mixer, nobody would really.
Oh, nobody notices.
Oh, so we never even had to talk about it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, you could have never. We actually run it through a program which deals with all these things for us.
Oh, we'll fix this in post anyway.
Yeah, this is
no, we won't. We'll actually leave it all in, and everyone will have to hear us talking.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, world. It was killing
me. And by the way,
me.
If
it
you guys want to look up the man who's having you go on this journey, it's Brian Glowacki. If you want to check him out online,
BigLowComedy.com.
There you go. Yeah, now you guys know, so you can go check him out.
Can we give him some more drugs?
Oh yeah, let's give him some of the you tell him about it. I'm not doing it anymore.
We're hitting that dyslexia shit again?
Yeah.
No, this is it's kind of like a tincture, but it's called spagyric.
I don't know what that is.
It's a German word. It means like take.
Oh shit! Plum's gonna sprint out the room and start rubbing.
It's weed. It's weed, right? But it's weed. But it's a.
It's probably your grandmother's Holocaust tears.
Oh, God. Yeah, there are.
You made it better.
There are ashes in this. So.
Yep. There are ashes in there.
Not human ashes.
I got a family member in there.
That's your great uncle.
No, it's an alchemical type of tincture where they do like he made biodynamic alcohol, lined it up with the planets.
Okay. So that because she's using words that I hold
can
on
we talk about guar some more
because she's using
just
words
put
I
put it in your mouth
because what? She's using words that I know you guys don't understand. Let me put it in words that you do understand.
If Plum had a quarter for every single
hold on
someone said just put it in your mouth.
What she's holding in her hand contains homemade alcohol that would be known as moonshine.
Okay.
So yeah, see, all of a sudden you get every comic in the room to go, huh? What? Yeah.
On
yeah.
top of your tongue, not on.
So that's moonshine that they've soaked up weed in.
No, it's weed.
So it's weed infused moonshine.
What do you mean?
It's like not like an edible. It's more euphoric.
It's weed. Yeah, it's very euphoric. You'll enjoy it.
I'm good. Let's do it. Wait, am I gonna be able to drive?
Give him two drops. Give him two drops.
Just do one. Just do one.
Do one. There you go. Give him one drop.
You want pour in your hand and you.
And then what do I do?
Lick it.
Me too.
Okay, just one.
You're pouring the half a bottle.
Oh, no, he's tripping.
Lick it. There you go. Go for it.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's not like that.
It doesn't taste very good. It's
open your mouth.
Yeah, just so you know, all of you listening at home, April's trying to feed it to them like some kind of mother hen in their open mouths.
Yeah.
I lean back. There you go. Lick it up. There it is.
It tastes like weed. It tastes like soy sauce.
Hell no. Get that juice away from me.
You should live that life.
I don't even trust that it's juice.
Live that life.
One of us has to...
None of you has to do anything.
One of us has to drive us to Vegas tonight.
That's right.
Yeah. As you guys have already seen, there's a crash out.
It's not
going to
be
right
me,
here,
is it, after
studio.
Doing that? Am I going to be...
That might have been a horrible call.
Yeah.
Executive decision. Might have been a horrible call. I saw the half-naked Darth Vader. I felt like I should pull
through. You had to.
Guys, I just gave you mushrooms.
No. Oh, I'm fine with that. I've eaten more mushrooms than you've had hot dinners in your life, so...
it's just tincture. It's not that big of a deal.
I'm not going to be all crazy in a little bit?
No, but it's not like a heavy edible feeling. It's more like
thank
a
thank God. Let me tell you a little quick story about edibles and this guy.
Is this from this trip?
No. I'm still on the trip.
Yeah.
Last year, my friends had... I talk about this in my act, but this is honest to God story. My friends got brownies made. So people that smoke weed all the time... I never smoke weed. People only on occasions like this when I have the shit to do tomorrow. Everyone else had one and a half of these little brownies, and I was like, I want to get super fucked up. So I literally had four of them. And
that's not smart. That's
no,
real dumb.
Yeah, not
that's
at all.
Real stupid.
That's the dumbest.
I told you I'm horrible at it. I was literally
really
holding on to the beach because I thought it was draining out from underneath me like an hourglass.
Yeah.
And I was stoned for like 36 hours.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
No, my one of my good friends, him and his friends, they got about an ounce and they made a one plate of brownies.
Yeah, I've done
and they
that.
Cut it up into a quarter because there was four of them that made it. And he was just like, well, you know, he's a bigger dude. And he was like, oh, and he ate his entire quarter. And he was high for 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, not like, oh, I was high. Like, no. He went to sleep high, woke up as high as he went to sleep, lived that day that high, went to bed that night. That I mean,
that's how, the first
three
day
straight days that high.
I didn't know if I was on foot or horseback. I was so bad. Yeah. It was that bad.
Were you just walking down the street, kind of bouncing around?
I was
a little
like,
bit like,
I was like Gumby. I was just completely. After the first, I felt really horrible. But the next day, I was just like, yeah, it was just the best feeling ever. And then the day after that was like, I was like, oh, I'm not really high anymore. But after 36 hours, you're like, you got shit to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
After 36 hours, you finally decided you'd had enough.
Yeah, of somebody who I never do anything except like anymore. You know what I mean? So it's like I just
that was a really good pause right there. It's like I never do anything.
anymore.
Like, oh, because that's always the mark of someone who's been like, I did a fucking lot.
Yeah,
I did a lot, and then I decided.
I did.
That's enough.
That was my first edible experience, too, was an ounce of shitty weed into one batch of brownies, and I ate a bunch of brownies from it. And it was still...
It's always bad.
I spent the night at the place I was at. Then I went home, and I slept again through the night, and the next day I was still high, and my mom was asking me questions of, like, what types of drugs I was on, because I hadn't left the house, so how could I possibly be stoned?
She was like, are you taking marijuana?
No, she thought I was doing something heavier than that, because I didn't actually leave the house to smoke anything.
So. Right. Oh.
So she's like, yeah, I don't believe you that, like, you're high.
You spiking up?
You're, like, taking pills in there or something.
Oh, that's no good. That's no good.
Yeah, can we tell the... story of Sunday.
Please tell
the story about your Sunday. Ashes?
Hold on.
What are we holding on to?
No, don't hold on. I just mean...
Then why'd you say hold on?
Yeah, why the fuck would you say hold on if you don't want us to actually hold on?
What I meant was cut.
Just to let everyone know, it was like, hold on.
Hold on.
Waving everybody else off.
I mean, love this acting like we're actually going to edit this fucking show. It's fucking
no,
so...
No, we don't
podcasts I'm on, I literally... like shit all over everything, and then I'm like, oh, we should take that out. And they're like, okay, cool.
And no, they never do. Rightfully so, as they should.
No,
you gotta lay those ground rules.
I got a cease and desist from NBC because of a podcast I was on for what I said about one of their people. I'm gonna just do it again.
I know.
I was about to say, I'm like, you're treading close to, why don't you just do it again?
Joe Scarborough. Do you know who that is?
Oh, I kind of do.
Joe Scarborough, like, has an intern murder scandal that nobody talks about. So I was saying, like, this guy?
big air quotes.
Nobody can see my air quotes.
Air quotes in the mic. There you go. Yeah. Air quotes in the mic.
nobody can... So anyways, I was like, this person... murdered her. I'm like, he did it. I know for a fact he did it. And they're like, that's libel. Like, we're going to sue the pants off you. And I was like, when I podcast, I don't wear pants.
Joke's on you, sucker. Yeah.
But they were like, literally take this down. So my buddy cut a huge section of it. So we're like, oh, I met celebrity. And like, they like chopped out just his name, and we were talking about the same guy, but Joe Scarborough, you son of a bitch. I'm fucking on to you, Joe Scarborough.
Just to be clear, he totally didn't murder her.
Yes, he did.
I'm kidding. Of course he did. Of course.
Brian Plum is coming for you.
Yeah, it's that weird thing, you know.
You're next.
On a different but similar scale. It's like that's that whole, you know, the Cosby thing. That was something that was known by basically anybody who worked even remotely in entertainment for a long time.
Yeah.
That was a very known thing.
In fairness, though, interesting.
You said your mom used to open for Cosby.
Yeah, my mom did.
I know, earlier.
My mom used to open for Cosby.
Just to
put a light on it for you guys, because I did ask my mom, I was like, what the fuck? You got to tell me when all this shit came out.
Yeah.
She went, I will tell you this. She went, yes, Cosby did it. No, he didn't do it to me. He wasn't even one of the bad ones.
Whoa.
Who was the bad one?
When I asked her that exact question, she said, I will not answer that question because she doesn't want to ruin comedians I love.
Your mom's a champ.
What?
Yeah, my mom will not name a fucking name.
What about the thing with Louis C.K. jerking off in front of people? I was like, what?
I mean, shit, who hasn't done that?
Wait, jerk off.
Yeah, you get consent, though.
But yeah, no, she will not name a name.
Let's do this. Let's figure it out. Right? She said, I don't want to ruin some comedian that you love for you.
Yes.
What comedians were you walking around the house talking about? And we'll just deduce.
Oh, geez. No, I mean, God, I memorized too many comics growing up.
So they're almost.
I really did. I mean.
Who's your favorite?
Growing up, I loved me. Oh, geez. I don't even want to say because it'll break my heart to say because it's like I'm accusing him of fucking drugging and raping
women. Richard Jenny was a big one for me growing up.
Was he a raper as well?
No, Richard Jenny, as far as I know, is a good dude.
Yeah, I doubt it.
As far as... well, he did kill
Joe
himself.
Joe Scarborough.
Gonna get our show yanked off the air. Yeah. Come over from the East Coast just to get us fucking yanked off the goddamn...
Richard Jenny.
Well, he's dead. He shot himself in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder why.
Interns who talk a lot, though.
Dude, so that's the microphone, not over here, stupid.
See this big shiny thing, dummy?
Yeah.
Stare at your dumb
I know head. Yeah, I know my head looks like it's off of a microphone. So
no, I want to hear about Sunday. Tell me about Sunday.
Oh, well, we're not bagging on comics anymore. We're not finding out who the
rich. We're just gonna shit on everyone the whole time.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, we've definitely got time.
We do.
And we've already burned 20 minutes of the podcast.
Brian's Facebook messages, and it's just like anyone who's ever said anything that even relates to him, it's like, I know where you live. I'm coming for you. You think you can talk to me?
Threaten her, huh? You like to threaten him.
Yeah. No, I kill him with kindness, but I always had to put something in there that says, like, don't fuck with, like, a nice way to be like a guy was talking shit about some things that we're doing, some, you know, just some other business moves that we're making, and he was, like, talking about L.A. or whatever. He's like, I can't get spots and blah, 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 and I was like, well, we're out here. Like, I can help you. We've already made connections in a week, and you know, like, we've made a couple. But I just wanted to be like, you've been out here for 2 years. You haven't done shit, and we've already been up every night. You know, so I had a nice way of telling them to fuck off.
That was amazing, though.
There you go.
It's like the as you wish. You know, from The Princess Bride, it means I love you, but it also means fuck off.
It also means go fuck yourself a little bit. It definitely is a little bit of go fuck yourself.
Yeah, as you wish, and it's like, go fuck yourself.
So we'll move on to actually try and cover some of the things. So a ruling in Mexico.
What happened on Sunday? No, we're just going to keep bouncing around the whole
time. So a ruling in Mexico sets legal marijuana in motion. Wait, what? I keep on, Mexico has laws? Really? So they have, like, legal?
Mexico just had the most money, just kind of
pesos.
But wait a second, I realize as I say that in my mind, I go, wait a second, I've gone down to Tijuana. You can get Viagra in a corner store there.
You can get that out of my pocket.
I was just gonna say you can get it right here.
But no, like Tijuana is like. I thought Tijuana was the. Like, isn't Tijuana the city where anything's legal for a price?
Yeah. How the fuck are you a lawyer in Tijuana? How does that happen?
Yeah, no, there's no lawyers in Tijuana. I mean, your money is...
The University of Tijuana.
Do you have enough money to get out of jail? That's basically the law.
My buddy got arrested with some cocaine, and they had $1,500 cash and a bunch of coke. They were arrested overnight. They had to pay them the $1,500, and on the way out of the jail, they gave them the coke back.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. Yep.
It's amazing.
I swear to God. And it was my buddy's
wedding. But they took their cash.
Yep.
Sounds about right.
That sounds about right.
It was like a real life version of The Hangover.
The cocaine it was shit to them. Wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. They just...
So here's the thing. It's a Mexican Supreme Court opened the door to legalizing marijuana on Wednesday, and they said that it's a human right. And it's just, it adds to the weight, you know, the debate about the cost of the drug war down there. I didn't know there was a drug war down there.
You didn't? It's here.
It's here.
Yeah, my buddy's...
Well, their drug war has gotten worse over the past decade because of our slow legalization process.
Right.
Because all their drugs that used to flush north, once we started having any kind of legalization system, California, you will not find a fucking lick of Mexican marijuana in California
anymore. That is a lie.
Which, you won't find much. You'll have a hard time finding Mexican marijuana here in California. You'd have to search for it.
How do you know that it's Mexican?
It brick, really, lots of sticks, and stems, seeds.
Very fertile, gets chicks pregnant.
You gotta be louder with your ad libs because they're fantastic.
They are. Yeah, you, and into the mic.
Closer to the mic.
He's so afraid to speak at this point after 2 days.
At this point of the trip,
I keep feeling like I'm turning to Brian like the mic's over there. It's not a thing.
But yeah, it's. You'll have a hard time finding it here.
Right.
And because of the lack of their need to export because it's not being purchased here, it's creating a backlog. And when people talk about the war on drugs there, the war is just as much at home because
right.
fucking A, they can't get rid of their shit.
Yeah.
Back in the day, fucking. Right. If you grew weed in Mexico, there'd be some gringo that would show up and be like, I'll take 500 pounds. I'm going to find a way to sneak it up north.
Fly
it
over the twin engine.
They put it on their back and they just go.
You want to play a really fun game.
Hard workers,
anybody listening.
No, that's a real. The guys, ones that they call them wallets.
Play a fun game.
Pillows, they put like.
I wonder if their backs get wet.
I'll let her finish and then I'll tell you the fun
game. Are you going to put some racism into this podcast?
Definitely,
yeah. Jesus, you got to.
If you want to play a really fun game, go on Google Maps, do the satellite view.
Yeah.
And
where's this going?
Hold on. Zoom in on the Mexico US border,
okay.
The innards of California, New Mexico, Arizona area. Just go along the border and just kind of look about 30 miles north, 30 miles south. Just keep scanning north and south, and you'll find these little dug out airways.
Oh.
These little dug out landing strips. That these Cessnas would do a little. They're dirt. They're not concrete. They are made by man. Very obviously,
my mind just goes there.
If you look hard enough, you'll find every about 30 miles or so. You'll just find some fucking landing strip.
Yep.
In the middle of desert nowhere.
You're just not going to address that weird laugh, so it's going to happen.
No, I'm going to keep on getting the weird laugh because as a shameless comic, I'll take the laughs however I can fucking get them.
Right,
I don't care. Low hanging fruit. I don't need to be smart.
She's dying over here.
I fucking need you people. Landing strip, landing strip, landing strip.
Do you need to go on?
See? If I could let her laugh her fucking tits off.
If you actually...
April is losing her shit at me. Landing strip, landing strip.
If you actually zoom in on April, you don't see a landing strip. You see a lightning bolt.
Yeah. But yeah, so
I'm just like trying not to spit out the water in my mouth is what made it, and then I didn't. Okay.
But yeah, those things have been there for 40 years. Those fucking airways. Because April can't fucking deal with the word landing strip. Without laughing, she loses her shit. She's not even laughing out loud. She can't even breathe. She's laughing so much.
The dog's going mental.
Can we not call them runways?
We can call it a runway. But a landing strip is more fun, okay?
Yeah, you're never like, hey, what do you got going on down there? You got a runway or
a lightning strip bolt?
Is it just a dugout landing strip?
Yo, I saw that landing strip on top of your dugout.
He said it was a dugout landing strip.
It's a dugout landing strip.
You're going to say... Show me a landing strip and you'll get dug out. That's what you
gotta
say.
Okay, guys.
But yeah, so Mexico's been moving. That shit has been moving. That was not to get stuff south. That was to get stuff north.
Right.
So if now all of a sudden there's no need to move that shit north, I got to imagine that Mexico is sitting
it's
on...
It's still coming here. You have no...
Yeah, man.
Ohio We're rejects growing- cannabis.
Ohio rejects cannabis, but people in Ohio will grow their fucking own before they bring it in from Mexico.
Does this mean that Mexico is more progressive than the state of Ohio?
Mexico,
for better or worse, Mexico is...
No, I know, but it's like Mexico is passing laws to move the ball down the field.
Think of Mexico like...
That's amazing.
I want you to think of Mexico
and we're not.
Like an entire country... of people from Alaska.
Right.
Okay? You know how people from Alaska, they're Republican, but they're not really Republican. They're that Republican where they're like, just, you can't tell me what to do. I'm free. I'm free. And you're like, okay, well, fine. You're living in Alaska,
right.
So I don't give a fuck anyways.
Yeah, go be free.
Like, there's literally a foreign country between us. So you can go be fucking Alaska. Mexico is that as a country. They don't want people telling them what – they don't want their government telling them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're very much, you know, the let money talk,
right.
Super uber capitalist, libertarian basically. You know, mm-hmm. Let the market decide, which unfortunately the market is usually crooked as fuck.
Mexico's already rich as fuck and they're going to get more rich because they're going to –
It's a lot of money in Mexico. I didn't realize until I looked recently. They're fucking rich.
Really?
They're rich, rich.
The Forbes, that Forbes like list of all the different countries and what they're ranked as to where you should do business, and it will say what each country is worth. And
Mexico's ranked up there for two reasons.
For it to be a good place to do business.
Yeah, exactly.
But
when it comes to doing business, if you have a lot of money and you hold a human life very low,
yeah.
You're considered by Forbes a great place to do business. Like that's the thing is they take. The wealth of the nation versus human rights, and they somehow do an equation as to how that makes it a good or bad place to do business. Mexico is up. That's what I've said it before on this show. Why move an NFL franchise to England? Right. Move an NFL franchise to Mexico City.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, would that do well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Call them the Conquistadors. Call the fucking stadium the City of Gold. This shit writes itself. They wear fucking... It would... And you know the fans are fanatical. There's money down there.
Right, yeah.
It is a very wealthy nation. More wealthy than I think most people realize.
I think there's like four dudes with money.
2.2.
Well, that is kind of the problem.
Just like kicking a soccer ball with cardboard. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that is the problem. It's the disparity.
Yeah, the income gap. Income
gap is humongous
income
there.
Income inequality.
But yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Look at that. Yeah.
Way to
throwing out words.
There you go. Ones with multiple syllables too.
I gotta go.
Yeah, we'll pat you on the back. Yeah, you can leave. You're lucky. I understand.
You're lucky we moved right through there because I had a nice burner for you.
Yeah. He laid it down.
I was
hoping
to move on.
Set it down. Setting it down.
Yeah.
Is it too late to say what it wrote?
Oh, it was a good one. Ah. I was gonna say lots of money and no value of human life, kind of like your bar mitzvah.
Hi, jeez.
That would have been good.
I know. I wish you didn't say some other thing that wasn't funny while I was thinking.
Story of my life.
But yeah, it's...
I feel pretty great other than the fact that I've lost my phone 14 times over here. I mean, how far can it go?
I can only imagine.
Is that why you said hold on earlier?
It is.
Wait, have you guys... So you guys... This is your first trip out west, so you've never been to TJ then, have you?
No.
None of you have ever been to TJ?
No, I was like 60 miles away last night. I was in San Diego.
I almost want to feel like on a dare. I want to get us to Tijuana tonight. We could be in Tijuana in like two and a half hours.
Get
right
the flux
now,
capacitor up. We can get back there in 1985.
Yeah, it's an interesting city because my first thought I remember when I went through Tijuana was I said. I'm looking around going, there's so much money being left in this city. The streets should be paved with fucking gold.
Like LeBron in Cleveland.
It is ridiculous how much money is being left in that city. But that also opens your eyes to there's so much corruption in that city that for it to look as shitty as it does with how much money you know – is being spent. I paid $10 to have a guy pour what was a quarter tequila and three quarters water down my throat.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, but you also were paying a dollar for a Dos Equis. So.
Right.
What did he pour down your throat?
You know, if the guys walk up with the whistles wanting to just pour a shot down your throat, don't do it. It's mostly water.
Yeah, it's like senior
that
frogs.
That sounds suspect.
Yeah.
It's like senior frogs everywhere you go. The whole city.
You're exactly right. You're exactly
like,
right.
They make everyone count. Oh, like the whole city has to count while you're the
They're blowing a whistle and they're, you know.
One of those grenade whistles.
Yeah. The grenade whistle. That's an interesting name for it. I think you're talking are you talking about the Uvuzelas?
Yeah.
That was the name of my band.
Yeah, same.
What was the name of your band?
Grenade Whistle.
I thought you were going to say Uvuzela.
That's a
it's
great
like
name for a band.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Uvuzela. Wait, the name of your band was the Grenade Whistles?
I'm going to name a band Grenade Whistle when I get back home.
That would be a good name.
I'm in a band. My band's called Perfect Day, but Grenade Whistle is
Grenade Whistle is
better.
So much better than Perfect Day.
Yeah, we were like...
Perfect
Day is like,
all positive.
Yeah, Perfect Day, that's like...
See how seamless that plug was, too?
Perfect Day. That's as generic as Foo Fighters. You want to go for Grenade Whistle?
Grenade Whistle is sick. Another one I thought was Whiskey Throttle. You know when you get on a drum bike and go brap and it goes flying. That's a great name for a band.
Well, I should clarify what I mean by like I've always me and my buddy Mitch. We've always had a theory that if you were to, like, say Siri on your iPhone you were able to just be like, hey, Siri, play some music for me. And she's like, what kind of music do you want? He's like, play some rock. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you just mean generic rock, nothing, just rock?
Yeah.
It'll put on the Foo Fighters. 10 times out of 10. Like, that is, that's rock.
Well, we started off with my guitar player was, like, from out here, and he was, like, a surfer dude, so... Everything was like all like sublime and like chilled out beachy shit, Jack Johnson and all that. And then he left and we're like, what are we going to do? I'm like, I don't know. Let's do some rap songs and be goofy. So, like, we play all these, like, goofy covers and shit. So
I love a good cover. You're talking to a man who loves a fucking cover.
So
How do we come on here as comedians when we're talking about Brian's band? Right.
Well, it's because you guys don't have personalities.
What's the Coldplay? I don't like Coldplay, but you have a Coldplay cover of the Beastie Boys, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I do. I have a Coldplay.
Yeah, it was right when Mike D died, right?
Yeah. That was. Have you ever?
You mean MCA?
You guys ever heard? Yeah, MCA. Yeah. Have you ever heard that cover?
No.
Yeah. When MCA passed away, they had the big benefit concert, and Coldplay got up and did a very Coldplay version of. I'm forgetting. Mommy's Just Jealous. It's the Beastie Boys.
Yeah. Fight for Your Right.
And it was. I don't like Coldplay, but that shit gives me goosebumps every time I listen to it. It's really kind of.
No, I know you're gay.
You gotta fight
for your right.
I was like, no, I can't. I was like,
she's not even like. That really is how it is, though. It really that is exactly how it is.
My character. Oh, wait, that was more, who was that?
Aaron Neville.
That was Aaron Neville. That was very
Aaron. Oh, no.
You know you got to fight for your right to power.
You got to fight for your right.
No, that's Michael McDonald.
That's Michael McDonald.
Yeah.
Michael McDonald is the one who, when he's singing, it just sounds like he can never stop yawning. He's like,
"Did you ever see that? Did you ever see that parody?" And he pulled his clothes out of the dryer, and the shirt was all tiny. But he's like walking around the house singing stuff. So he's like, and he pulls the thing out, and his like dress shirt is shrunken. So he walks back and goes, "Miss McDonald shrunk a shirt on me. She pulls a shit all the time. I just want it clean." And he's like, just wants to beat his wife, and he's walking around singing.
So we'll close this out. Our last big subject coming is Bernie's bill. Bernie Sanders, we've talked about him a bunch on this show, basically wants to allow states to have the right to legalize in whatever way they see fit and make sure that there is no federal involvement. I heard a couple whistles, so I guess we have a few Bernie. Are we Bernie supporters in this house?
I'm definitely a Bernie supporter. I went to they had a Comedians for Bernie at the Somerville Theater.
Comedians seem to be very heavy behind Bernie Sanders. That's an interesting.
We sit around and we think all day, and the guy is the only one that's actually making sense. It's kind of embarrassing because he looks around like he's embarrassed for the other people because he's just like, you know, nobody should starve to death. And everyone's like, I don't know.
I don't know about this.
You know, I don't know.
Is nobody's with me on this?
Yeah, he goes, I thought that was a thing. We all agreed.
When Bernie Sanders turned into
Christopher Walken.
Yeah. When he talks, it's very much. When he talks, it is very much like that whole thing where he's going.
Should we have Brian do it instead?
Have you noticed that when he's talking, it is very much. He has this thing where he's like, "I'm telling you this very slowly because I feel like it's stupid that you all don't already agree with me."
Makes too much sense though. It's like no one. He's going to win the presidency.
He
could win, but they'll shoot him. Or they'll
they're going to kill him.
How do you shoot him? He's going to die soon anyway. He's like 100.
I say that. I'm like, he's old. We better be careful about who's his vice president.
I've said before on this show, the biggest problem with Bernie Sanders has nothing to do, I think, with his policies. I think it is the fact that in this country, we will elect a gay Jew before an atheist.
Yeah.
We will not elect a open atheist in this fucking country. I don't think that's going to happen.
They said they wanted to elect a Catholic and then elect a Kennedy.
He's an atheist?
Yeah, he's a...
We got a damn Muslim.
Damn Barack. Let me see the birth certificate.
We got that Barack Hussein Obama. Damn Muslim. Joe Scarborough.
I was just going to ask you what the guy's Joe Scarborough.
Oh, God, we're going to get a cease and desist. I can't wait. I hope I get a letter.
Any publicity is good publicity.
That's right. This is a terrible time, but can we plug the tour? We haven't said shit about it.
Well... If you want to.
Yeah. Well, plug the tour. We're getting damn near the end. And now that I know you're all Bernie supporters, plug away.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no. It's a Day Drinkers Comedy Tour. And we've been out here for a week. And we're going to Florida. We got shows in Atlanta and stuff like that. So
very nice.
You can check us out with the individual social media and stuff like that.
Is this the first leg of the tour then?
Or? Well, we do a lot of shows together. The Day Drinkers is a crew of us. And sometimes we have a couple extra buddies, but... You know, it's the three of us mainly. And we'll do a lot of shows together, pick different gigs. So it's more of a comedy crew, and then we go out on the road. You know, we try to do it together. We're three guys, pretty driven, with, you know, totally different styles and a lot of the same interests. So, you know, basically getting fucked up.
That's always an important thing when you're going on the road, to go on the road with people who at least have... That is something that I've had to talk to a lot of comics about when they're going on the road. They go, oh, I was thinking about going on the road with this person, that person. I go, okay, well, you are a weed smoker who doesn't drink.
Yeah.
And they are a drinker who doesn't smoke weed.
Yeah.
Don't go on the road with them.
Right.
It won't, like, it's very, and some people will go, well, that doesn't seem like it would, and I feel like only comics will really understand when you go, no. There's something weird about, I've known too many smoker comics. I had a friend who famously told a story about, He's a weed smoker, and he was on the road with two other guys who'd never been on the road before, and they're not weed smokers.
Yeah.
And they were going through the South, and they got pulled over with weed on them.
Yeah.
And, you know, the cop, of course, busted their balls, but then was like, pour it out and be done with it.
Right.
And because the cop wasn't paying attention, he poured most of it back into his hand as he was pouring it out and put it in his pocket.
Yeah.
And the two of them lost their shit and left the tour. And here's the thing. They weren't wrong to be upset with him.
Right.
They really weren't. They had every right to be, because he put them in a legal danger that they would not put themselves
right,
in.
Right.
Because they're not weed smokers.
Yeah, I hate when people do that.
And that's the thing, is that I go, that is a legal position I'm willing to put myself
right.
in. Right. And I'm willing to put my friends who are with me in, because they're going to be smoking it too.
Right.
So... Well, that sounds harsh, I go. And like I said, they had every right to take the repercussion, to leave that tour and to, you know, be upset. They were put in a danger they didn't want.
Right.
But maybe they never should have gone with
it. Yeah. You don't go on a Christian comedy tour with your buddy and find out halfway through the tour he's got a balloon up his ass. You know?
That makes a little bit more sense on a Christian comedy tour. I'm just saying, they love shoving things in asses. You know, that's kind of a...
Especially kids' asses.
We were willing to leave it unsaid.
Oh, man.
Had to go right...
You couldn't go one podcast without talking about it.
I know. We get it. You're scarred, G.
Yeah. Let it go.
And that came from the Jew, which is even weirder. Yeah. I just want to point that out.
My church,
you're not allowed to say molester. That's our word.
Yeah.
I'm Catholic. You're not allowed to use those words.
You can say,
oh, geez, you actually are. Hey, listen, I'm a big fan of your Pope now. I mean, you know.
I'm not a
practicing. Is that weird that Jews fucking love this new Pope?
We love the Pope.
He just doesn't give a fuck. He just doesn't.
He's just
like,
better than any
he's
rabbi.
He's like, you know, I'm old. I don't have time for this shit. He goes, oh, the Bible? I haven't read it yet, but.
I'll get to it.
I heard good things.
Yeah.
I hear good things.
It's about a guy named God, right?
Yeah, you guys
there's a sequel. It's about his son.
You guys seem pretty interested in it, and
I can pick this up.
That's cool.
If you like it,
yeah. But I thought, you know, I don't know. There's like people starving and stuff. I thought maybe we should take care of it.
Yeah, maybe we should be nice.
We'll get around to the book later.
Yeah. What does it say about the book and about starving people? Oh, don't worry about them and just shoot gay people. Oh, all right.
Okay.
I didn't realize that's what it was all about.
Well, so. You know, the face of bringing it down, jeez.
That was fucking
you guys
did
don't
I miss
know.
So wait, did I get the Sunday story? Did I miss it?
No, we're not even
landing close. Strip.
So
Joe Scarborough.
So where do you guys?
I feel like you. This is. I feel like I can't hear anything out of this.
Your headphones are unplugged. That's probably why.
How long were you guys just going to let me sit here with my headphones I get nothing now.
So
we're
good.
Yeah, so you guys go to Vegas from here, and then where do you guys go from Vegas?
Back to La Jolla. We're at the store on Sunday night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. La Jolla Comedy Store. I've been there quite a few times. Yeah, it's a nice spot.
I was there last night. He was at Flappers, and I was down there. We had to divide and conquer for a little bit.
Yeah.
Were you in the main room, or were you in the YooHoo?
I was in the YooHoo. Yeah, Richie said, come out, and he goes, you know, this is how we do it. Everybody gets a little audition or whatever. So it was cool, and I met him, and... he seemed like a good dude, and we're just excited to come down here and work. I actually get to fly back. I get back the 9th, and then the Boston Comedy Festival. My date for the Boston Comedy Festival is the next day. So, like,
you submitted?
Very nice.
Are you performing?
Are you on a showcase? I'm in the competition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, very nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Break legs.
Did you? You didn't miss the Sunday
balls.
Story.
No, the flash. So you were in the the Yoo-Hoo room. Is that's one of my favorite little comedy coffins in LA.
I got a good room.
I have
like
two
it.
Of them that I call them the comedy coffins because if you put 50 people in there, it's elbow to elbow,
right?
And because of these flat walls and low ceilings. And you could spit on the person in the back row. They're so close.
Yeah.
And when it gets going,
oh, yeah.
It's just one of the best rooms you can be in. And Yoo-Hoo is one of them. And the other one is a room that I do regularly in Hollywood called the Formosa Cafe, which is also – it's a comedy coffin.
Yeah, man. It was a cool
little
just, room.
It's tiny. It's tight. You can't get many people in there. But if you pack it and they're having a good time –
even if it's not it's packed, the best it still feels time. Like a show. Like there could be eight people and
it's a show.
Because it's so small, it's a show.
And everybody was super supportive too. Like everybody was cool while they're – you know what I mean? There's a bunch of comics there. So
yeah, I mean it's always good. In L.A., unfortunately, it's rare to get crowd at a show. You know, usually you're going to have more comics at a show.
I did the hot tub show Monday night.
Oh, okay.
With Kurt and Kristen. Kurt Braunwald and Kristen Shaw.
Did you enjoy that?
It was great, and the room was packed, and it was, I mean, the best staff, and it was insane how it was just perfect.
Nice.
Everything about it was perfect, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple good shows. I shouldn't say there aren't any, because there are definitely, I was telling you guys before, Jay Davis runs the greatest bar shows in Los Angeles, and he doesn't charge a penny, and he fills them up. And they're the shows to get on. There's 150 people at a bar on a Monday night for this guy's shows. But that's hard to do because, unfortunately, there's so many shows out here that it's that whole idea, like, you know, you always have to go, well, what else could people be doing tonight?
Yeah.
Could they be doing something better? And unfortunately, in L.A., there's almost always something better to do.
Right.
Whereas that's where I say inversely, in a city like New York and, you know, sometimes Boston, but especially New York – people seem to do that thing where like, no, I want to be doing the other thing. Right. I don't want to be doing the big thing that everyone's doing. I want to be doing the other off the beaten path thing that everyone's doing, which is a lot of times live comedy.
Right.
That is the off the beaten path thing to do.
Right.
You know, we are kind of that that weird, everybody loves it, but no one has ever really seen a comedy show.
Yeah.
They just talk about it. It's like a fucking mirage in the desert.
Yep.
Like, a comedy show. Yeah, I've seen those on the television.
On the damn TV.
Did you feel the juice that I gave you?
Oh, I'm feeling the juice.
The soy sauce?
I'm feeling it right in my landing strip.
It would go well with sushi. That would be good.
I would love to see you put that on.
That'd be hilarious. No, I do feel it a lot.
I'm basically immune to all things.
You talk yourself. All right, so that was the story. Let's talk about, because you talked yourself out of being high, and it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
talked
yourself out of being high.
I more like bullied myself out of being high.
Yeah,
basically.
And I was lying down on.
Tell them from the beginning. We were so excited to get to town, and we stayed in the hotel directly next door to the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
The Andaz?
The Andaz.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I was going to jump off the roof from that.
Yeah.
No.
It's all back.
So,
that wasn't soon enough.
So, no, I know. We
pull a Jay Leno and fake like you're injured when Mitzi Shore hits you.
So here's the thing. We're sitting there, obviously trying to network with the guys there, working the door. They're nice guys, whatever. So somebody goes, hey, you want to smoke some weed? And we're like, of course we do. We want to do whatever you people do here. You know, fresh off the plane. So we go in the back. they take us through this, kitchen tunnel area.
Yeah, they kept telling us. They're like, you know, we normally don't have people back here, but this and that. So
Once again, like I told you guys before, which is what is told to everyone when you go to that
don't
spot.
Don't make us feel less special.
Everyone's allowed in that spot. Yeah. That's just what everyone's told because that's the weed smoking spot, and they try and discourage people from going there unless it's for weed smoking.
Right.
By being like, you're not supposed to be here, but because you're smoking weed, we'll go here.
Right. Yeah,
because that's the weed smoking spot. It just is. They try and control it to that area.
They just want employees to go back
there. If you look right up the hill from where you were standing on that back porch, that little apartment up there, that's the apartment that they own.
Right.
That is kind of like...
Maybe that was the one with the dogs that we were talking about, just the two wild dogs running around.
It was Polly's dog. Well, anyways.
All right, yeah. So we're sitting back there, and... the kid's like, all right, we're going to go smoke some spliffs. And I should have known right then because the stuff that we have in Boston is not the same.
No, it isn't.
Is the stuff that you guys have out
first
in here.
First of all, they called it a spliff.
Yeah, like, first
that
of all.
That was alarming to me in the first
place. Wait, yeah, so did it have tobacco in it?
I don't fucking have any idea.
Did you get dizzy?
I got every symptom.
We got anything that you can get, we
all,
got.
I had so. All the symptoms.
So we're sitting there, and everyone's just kind of talking.
Just so you know, on the West Coast, a spliff usually means
tobacco
and
weed.
And I think that's
what it was. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was like from Jamaica. I was like, let them fool you. I thought we're. That's the only
right
time I've
ever. Beach.
Yeah. Sparky spliff.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
No, it's like half tobacco. Did they? It's really rude to smoke a spliff with someone and not tell them there's tobacco in it. Because it'll make you dizzy as fuck and you'll throw up.
So here's what happens.
Is
so
that making sense now?
Yeah. So we're smoking and we're just all kind of having a conversation and everything's fine. And then all of a sudden they're just like, so how's the weed? In Boston, and I just started feeling weird, and I was like, "Oh, I was like, this is different from the shit that we smoke back home."
Do you guys smoke cigarettes?
No,
no,
neither of you.
No,
okay.
I smoke.
Yeah, so. See, that's the thing. Comedians out here, especially, it's like, yeah, I mean, listen, every comedian everywhere is broke as shit. Yeah. So a good way to stretch your weed is to roll spliffs.
The difference it wasn't a tobacco. Even if there's tobacco in it, like we. I'm looking at...
Yeah, the tobacco wasn't the problem.
Yeah, the tobacco definitely wasn't the problem. With the tobacco. So I look at Brian, and he goes to answer the guy's question. You can tell
he
him.
Was like, he was like, yo, what's like, what does weed cost back home? And he like named a price. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, in the moment between him, his question and my answer, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Yeah. And I just go... Like, remember that movie? It was like, you got a dart in your neck. I was like, what? Like, it was like, I was like, oh my God. So,
and I looked at him like, dude, we can't both be like this right now. And he was doing the whole, like, he was flexing at me like gorillas do.
Shut up.
So, like, he was like trying to intimidate
me. Are you smoking that PCP?
That's the part. So, he looks at me, he's like, we're finally, like, we sat down for a little bit and then we decided to leave and we get back. To the hotel room, and we were dying laughing the whole time.
Wait a minute. Like, while we're in there, I'm like, dude, lock it up. We're at the fucking store. This is a good opportunity. I'm like, lock it the fuck up. So we go.
Lock what?
Just lock it up.
Like, lock it up. Like, get your shit under control. Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, we gotta get out of here. I'm panicking. He's shaking me, and he's like, you better lock it up.
Yeah, I'm like, just sit there. I go, sit there and watch the show. So we go in the main room, and we just sit and watch the show.
Oh my God, all right.
I turn and look at him. I'm like, dude, are you okay? He's like, man. I just think we should just go. I think it's better if we just go. I was like, dude, I'm not fucking leaving. And I turned and looked back at the stage, and I just go, I want to get out of here.
So, yeah, let's go right now. I was like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So then he led us on a labyrinth. The place is like a fucking fun house, first of all. If you're fucked up and you've never been there before, you open one door, you're like, oh my God, more comedy. You open another one, you're like, ladies bathroom, and that's funny too. And you're just trying to get the fuck out of there. And then Justin found us an angel.
Yeah, so this guy, I don't think he actually existed.
No, Jesus.
No, no, no. No, not the guy who looks like Jesus.
A different guy that doesn't exist.
Yeah, a different guy that's fake. he just was like, hey, guys, you guys don't want to be there. This is where you want to go. And I could just totally tell that we were just fucking stoned out of our minds and had no idea what we were doing. So we finally get back to the hotel room, and we're dying laughing. And he's just like, yo, I didn't know you liked to get wet.
Yeah, from training day. That sounds like...
Training day for like...
Oh, geez.
And I was, he's like, so he...
Nailed it.
Yeah, so we're like, I'm like trying to like sit up. I had like, I wasn't able to get changed or anything. I couldn't even sit up out of bed. And I was like, dude, what's wrong with me? And he goes, I don't know. He's like, but I got to go back there. He's like, I got to get up one more time because we were like, it was another show we were trying to get on. And that he just fucking flexed and shook his face and I saw him come down. He just forced himself out of me.
I did. I was like, I have to go over there. I have to do it. If I have an opportunity to do a set at the Comedy Store, I'm from a tiny island in the middle of the fucking Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
Where are you from?
I'm from Nantucket Island.
Yeah, oh, that's, my word.
So if
middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so if I have a chance to get up at the Comedy Store, and thank God I did, because with other shows and other shit, I haven't had another chance to get up there since.
Yeah, we both did a show, but we wanted to say that at least we did it. We were actually wanted to get into the factory, too.
Yeah, that's
it. That's a hard one. You have to
go a week in advance.
Your name, unfortunately, isn't
you have to have credit.
Famous. Yeah. So, you know. Yeah.
But,
or you have to do this really long laugh.
I mean, I'm famous for something else.
But Justin goes, we're in the hotel room, and Justin goes, he's like, dude, what's wrong? And I was laughing, and I just go, I'm just sad because we blew it. Because we like came all the way out here like we had a shot. Like we were about to get on Leno or something. And I'm like, I'm just
sad. Oh, no, you would have had to be, either way, you would have had to have been to Comedy and Magic for that.
Yeah, so yeah. I was like.
Which, by the way, the first day
have you guys gone to Comedy and Magic?
No, in Hermosa Beach.
So that's another great place that you guys got to check out while you're out here.
Yeah.
That's another. It's a wonderful, wonderful place for as a magician as well. I fucking love that.
And where are you off to? Clean, you guys are off to Vegas.
We're going to Vegas after this.
Did you guys
this.
Already plug your shows?
That's right. Yeah, plug your shows. We got to get going soon. So plug your shows real quick before we get going. Where are you guys going in Vegas?
Oh my
Doing
god,
the Jack Slammy show, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So Adrenaline.
Yes.
Yes, you guys are at Adrenaline tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I know where you guys are.
Yeah, you know
where
I was just like, my notebook. I wasn't sure.
And then we're at the store in La Jolla on Sunday night.
Sunday night, yeah.
And then leaving from there, getting on a plane, going home. He's immediately going into the Boston Comedy Festival. I'm going to Tampa Improv on the 12th of November.
And I'm pretty sure Plum has to bag groceries, so we gotta get him back.
I'll be at Mohegan next week. All weekend. Go fuck yourself.
Plum's at Mohegan Sun, and what's that? We did a show with Plum at this place called The Cabot in
Chicopee, Mass.
The Chicopee,
Mass, and it was one of the most fun places.
It was a great time.
Since we've all done the show and we've all been there, in case someone back home listens, that's a fun show.
Well, very nice. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for coming out. I hope
Where
you guys.
Are you going?
I've said it a few times. I got I'm going up next week to Washington
yeah.
and then back up there in January out to Reno for with the Dismantled tour.
Fuck yeah!
For what's it called? Valentine's Day weekend.
Nice.
Back up to Washington then for in the middle of March. I'm doing a lot of tours in the upper Northwest.
We're doing the headroom on Tuesday.
That's right. We're doing the headroom on Tuesday, which I'm super stoked about. Anybody in LA?
It's a
text
to, for,
our guest
for
last week, Dina Leffert.
For medical,
Dina.
Yeah, medical Dina marijuana
Leffert.
Patients. It's a speakeasy. You got to hit us up for the location.
Wow.
And,
you know who else like speakeasies?
Awesome.
Joe Scarborough.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Crab Diving. Thank you, Riffopolis Network. Have a good night.
Thanks, guys.